Kareem Ray, your host at the One Soccer Nation podcast. And today I have Mark Kester, a pioneer in the NIL, name, image, and likeness space, an education thought leader, author, public speaker, and an advocate for athletes. Mark, extensive experience in advocating for athletes' rights and his insights into the evolving landscape of sports, especially soccer, make him a vital voice in our community. Join us as we explore his journey and the impact of NIL on soccer or in sports in general. You know, NIL applies to all sports. So Mark, thank you so much for taking the time today. How's it going?
Kareem, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. So Mark, what is NIL? Because a lot of athletes don't know about NIL.
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. I get asked it at least 20 times a day. NIL stands for name, image, and likeness. And essentially, the acronym was created to represent a new evolving opportunity for, in the United States, college and high school athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness. Sports sponsorship has been going on as long as there's been sports. You know, there's been athletes that have sponsored brands, promoted brands, done appearances, signed autographs, memorabilia, mostly in the professional ranks. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, has prohibited up until July 21, college athletes from doing those activities because in their view, it jeopardized their amateur status. And so name, image, and likeness refers to and directly reflects the ability for athletes to monetize, just as it says, their name, image, and likeness for monetary reasons.
You know, so when an athlete hears about this for the first time, how do they do this for themselves?
Well, it's the golden age of sports marketing right now. We have more television coverage of live sports than ever before, globally, around the world. I think sometime tonight, you know, LIV Golf from the Middle East is going to be, you know, broadcast. And obviously European football, soccer, as we know it in the United States, is constantly on television. The ESPN networks produce hours and hours of live content. So athletes as celebrities are as great as they've ever been. Everyone knows who LeBron James is. Everyone knows who Messi is. Everyone knows who David Beckham is probably still, even though he hasn't played in a long time. And so their presence in the media, their presence in social media, and their presence on live broadcast and around sports content is tremendous. And so what name, image, and likeness allows you to do is to leverage that celebrity in the form of sponsorship. During the first 2+ years of name, image, and likeness in college athletics, about 80% of NIL deals are based on social media. So athletes as influencers include social media, and that's really the basic foundation of how athletes can build an NIL brand through social media.
Understood. You said you get about, you know, asked about this 20 times a day. What's so popular about NIL? And it's something that I hear about a lot now in podcasts and people talking about it more, especially on, you know, just athletes that are graduating high school, going off to college and university.
Well, I think, first of all, it's probably one of the headlines on every sports report that you see, you know, Sports Business Report, College Athletic Report, School Story. It's grown tremendously in the first 2.5 years in terms of the amount of content produced around and about NIL. So that's the first thing, is it's all over the place. But it's confusing. You know, the NCAA did not do us any favors. They opened up Pandora's box, so to speak. They totally removed all restrictions on athletes as influencers. And it's become, as people use the phrase, the Wild West. So it's just chaos. And so you hear different stories and you're not sure how they're connected and you're not sure how they relate to you, more importantly, as a student athlete, as a parent, as a coach, as an administrator. And so there really is no centralized voice, although I'm trying, there is no centralized voice about, you know, what is real NIL? How does it work? How does it affect me? What are the pitfalls? And so the questions come because of this confluence of crazy stories and people not understanding can't relate to those stories.
Understood. Do you have any competitors currently, or are you leading this space?
Well, I think there's it's a couple layers to that answer, Kareem. So there are people that are advising athletes on specific pieces of sports marketing, whether it be financial literacy, whether it be social media. There are people that are agents and trying to represent athletes and create deals with brands. We take a little bit more holistic approach. The Players NIL is about a life skills course that involves all of the things that I just mentioned. Plus, in addition to that, you know, how do you read a contract? What are lifetime rights? What is intellectual property? What are net payment terms? How do you use community service and philanthropy? I think that's a pretty unique angle that we take. How do you talk to influencers? So a more global approach to these life skills. And we like to say, Kareem, that NIL should not be a four-year thing. It should be a 40-year thing. And so we take a long approach to it.
That's amazing. Long-term is always better than short-term with anything in life. With saying that, you know, if you don't mind, could you just share a little bit more insight into who you are? Who is, for our viewers, who is Mark Quaester? And please correct me if I'm saying your last name wrong. I'm trying my best here.
All right. It's not 20 times a day, but at least four times a day, people don't pronounce it right. It's Mark Quaester. Thank Kester. You. No problem. Kester. And yeah, and so I feel like I'm perfectly positioned to lead this charge because I was the son of a high school athletic teacher, gym teacher. I was a high school athlete. I was a college athlete. I was a community servant and a community member that created athletic programs. I have five children, four of whom played sports in college. I have a son that's a college coach now. I've led people professionally and personally through athletic journeys, professional journeys, so a leadership position my whole life. And I feel like I can take all of those life experiences, put it into one concentrated place called the Players NIL, and make a difference. I believe I can change lives.
Absolutely. The opportunity for players to monetize off of NIL. I will actually first ask this: name, image, and likeness. The first two I understand. What is in likeness?
So it really comes from the original lawsuit that kind of triggered this whole thing was around video games. And there was a basketball player from UCLA. His name was Ed O'Banion. And he was, you know, as the story goes, playing NCAA basketball video games with his friends. And a thought came to his mind, how come they could use his name, O'Banion, on the back of his jersey? His image, right? So, you know, in this case, it was a video game, so there wasn't much of an image, but his likeness was the cartoon character or the video game character of him playing basketball. And that's what really started the lawsuit and this groundswell of, hey, how come I'm not being compensated in this area? So name is obviously your name, image would be your photograph, likeness would be any characterization of you as an athlete.
Understood. That's powerful. And so just to better understand the story, that athlete sued a gaming company?
No, sued the NCAA.
Wow. Wow. And how did that case turn out?
He won. And that was the beginning of the domino effect where the NCAA said, oh my goodness, we're going to lose all these court cases. There was another one or two that were of similar nature. And that's why in July of 2021, they threw their hands in the air and said, we're not going to win these. Let the kids make money. It wasn't that simple, but that's a rough characterization of it all.
Wow. Do you know like how long that case went on for and what was the dollar amount that he won?
I don't know that there was a dollar amount. I think it was more of a rights issue. Yeah. I'm not sure on that, but it was over 10 years. The U.S. court system is very slow.
I mean, just like anything else with the government is slow. So yeah, lots going on there. Okay. So got it. Thank you for sharing that. You know, when did you start this company?
So when NIL was authorized in July, I started looking into it and we launched the company in January of 22. So just 2 years.
2 years. And then like before starting the company, how much did you know about NIL and like, why'd you get into it?
I knew a lot about NIL, but not knowing that it was called NIL, right? So I had spent the previous 15 years running a sports and entertainment company in Los Angeles where we produce sports content, what we call scripted sports content. So TV shows, movies, commercials. And we did that in licensed partnership with the NFL, NBA, MLB, US Soccer, Major League Soccer. And so I knew about athletes as marketers. I knew about athletes as influencers. I knew about agents. I knew about contracts, sponsorship. I knew how to create content. I knew how to tell stories. So it really was a professional level NIL education that I received during that job. And it's some of that, along with my life experiences, that we put together for this program.
I mean, you know, going from dealing with professionals and in that media space to now transitioning into the college level, what opportunity do you see there? I mean, obviously, I'm seeing it from surface level. It seems pretty abundant, especially being the wild, wild west. And to organize it is huge opportunity there. But from your perspective, I'd like to know, what opportunity did you see back 2 years ago? And what made you really say, hey, I'm going to start this company up and be in it for the long term, per se?
Yes. So I took my Hollywood experience and I applied it towards name, image, and likeness for college athletes. And I thought, everyone's out trying to make deals. Everyone's out trying to be an agent. Everyone thinks they're a content creator, yada, yada, yada. And what I realized was the one thing that was missing was education. And just like in Hollywood, I saw a bunch of adults taking advantage of kids who weren't educated, and parents and coaches. And I thought that I could make my biggest impact, that I could make a difference by educating them around these principles.
Understood. And is there, you know, a specific type of level of athlete that you're specifically targeting, or is it open to any athlete to reach out to the player NIL?
Yeah, no, anyone can. And interestingly, it's not just athletes. Could be dancers, could be musicians, could be artists, anyone trying to create a brand. These principles are universal. They work for any individual that's trying, or small business or large business, right? Digital marketing is the wave that we're riding right now. You know, using social media, using platforms like LinkedIn. These are digital platforms that allow you to expand your audience and tell your story. So it's not limited to just athletes, and it's not limited to any specific category of athlete, but it probably is for athletes that want to take this opportunity and use these life skills to build a future. So you have to be a little bit entrepreneurial.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, I do want to let you know that I am a sponge and always interested in learning. So anything that you could share with me, please do. I mean, I think some of the things that we're already doing at One Soccer Nation, we could learn from you for sure. So, with saying that, I think, you know, we did touch on what the unique opportunities that are presented to athletes now for the opportunity with NIL. But again, and you know, plugging in the players NIL, how can players reach out to you? Or how can they get in touch with your company? And from there, what are you guys offering?
Great. Well, thank you. The company is theplayersnil.com is our website. All of the social media platforms are at theplayersnil. So you can follow us along. You can look me up, Mark Kester, on LinkedIn. You can follow me. I post pretty regularly stories, interesting opinions and thoughts around name, image, and likeness. Yeah, go to our website. There's a free preview. You can take a quick tour of our lessons in our class. It's asynchronous learning. It's digital marketing at its finest. It's dynamic learning. It's 2 to 4 minute videos, cartoon in nature. So easy lessons around the five pillars that we coach and that we teach. And it's all available free on theplayersnil.com.
Thank you for sharing, Mark. You also wrote a book, and it's called The NIL for All. You discuss personal branding. How can athletes in college effectively build and leverage their personal brand? Especially now, you know, we talk about the digital age. There's a lot of opportunity for them to do so.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you an example. I think that represents what's important in life around branding, and it's about being authentic, right? About being original, and being about something bigger than yourself. So, in the fall of 2022, there was a tragic medical event. A player for the Buffalo Bills suffered a medical event on the field playing the Cincinnati Bengals. I think they later determined it was a heart attack. His name was Damar Hamlin. Up until that point, not many people had heard of Damar Hamlin, even though he was an NFL player for the Buffalo Bills. And as his medical event was broadcast on live television to a national audience, people started Googling, who is Damar Hamlin? What is Damar Hamlin all about? And they found that he had been born and raised in Pittsburgh, went to high school in Pittsburgh, played for the University of Pittsburgh, and was actually a charitable fellow. And at the time, in late fall, he was in the process of trying to raise $2,500 for a children's toy program for the holidays. And when people saw the medical event, obviously they were concerned and sympathetic towards that. But when they saw who Damar Hamlin was as a person, the things that he had done in his life, the ways he had given back, this charitable foundation that he created, they really responded. And within a short period of time, like 60 days, that foundation took the $2,500 goal and turned it into $10 million. Whoa. And I'm here to tell you that it's because they realized who Damar Hamlin was as a person. And so the lesson to be learned here, Kareem, is who are you? What do you stand for? Are you a soccer player? Great. But what else are you interested in? Who are you as a person? Do you like art, science, math? Are you into sneakers? Are you into cars, music? Are you a traveler? Do you have religious beliefs? You know, what are these things that make you, Kareem Ray, the person? And how could that expand your brand by relating to people and creating a following of people that are interested in your story? And so I use the Damar Hamlin example to demonstrate how being authentic, telling a story, having a deeper level interest in the world besides just sports is a great way for you to build your brand.
Yeah, 100%. That's a great story. Thank you, Mark, for sharing that. You know, that's something I do mention in conversation sometimes. You know, I'm really big on energy and frequency and raising my vibration, and what are things that I could do? How can I eat better? How, you know, what are these different things that I could do? And I remember hearing one time that authenticity is one of the highest vibrations that we could be on. And I think that's why I've been able to get this far with everything that we're doing, is that authenticity piece that you mentioned. With saying that, wow, there's something I was going to ask you about AI. But before AI, I actually wanted to share something else as well. So for me personally, I've been building up a personal brand, and I've really kind of, in the last few months, I've really stepped back and pulled away from myself and really started really shining the light on others. Really, it's not about me, it's about other people. And especially with the company, with One Stock Nation, really focusing on other people and highlighting them. And that's something I've always been doing, but I've always tried to include myself into it some way, somehow. But I've really stepped away from it now, and it's such an amazing experience. But I think offline, I'll ask you about building personal brand a bit more too. With saying that, you know, you being, you know, down in Hollywood, seeing what that scene's out there like, not many people get to experience that. But I mean, I'll ask you about that. And you know, having a company, was it based in Hollywood?
The previous employer, yeah. Yeah, it's called Sports Studio. We were in Los Angeles, California, and we did everything around creating sports content. So using sports to tell stories inside of a commercial, a TV show, a movie, or a photo shoot. And so, yeah, we did everything related to telling stories. Someone kicks the soccer ball and scores a goal, that's a story. Someone kicks the soccer ball and the goalie saves the ball, that's a different story. And that's what we did. We made sports look authentic on camera.
Understood. Yeah, I'm just, this is just a personal question. I'm interested to know like what that scene was like, you know, being out there for 15 years and building that company.
Yeah, it was amazing, right? Making a movie is what I tell people, maybe one of the hardest things I've ever done in life. I was a producer on two movies. I worked on hundreds of movies, worked on thousands of commercials and television shows. So creating authentic stories around sports seems simple, seems easy, but it's not. And it was a great experience. Learned a lot about life, learned a lot about people, learned a lot about last minute craziness and budgets that were too small and timelines that were too tight. It was a high pressure industry for sure.
Nice. What's the biggest budget, if you're able to share it? What's the biggest budget you've worked with, and what's the biggest project that you've worked on?
I can't tell you the numbers because I just don't remember them, but I worked on Space Jam with LeBron James. We worked on 42, the Jackie Robinson story. The history of the company goes back to, you know, many movies like Any Given Sunday, Replacement, Miracle, We Are Marshall, Eight Men Out, Field of Dreams. So our company worked on lots of projects, but in my time frame, you know, would have to be 42, Moneyball, Space Jam, those kinds of movies.
Those are some really big movies. You know, millions of people have watched them. Wow, that's amazing. I did not know that. With saying that, switching gears here over to AI. You know, we're seeing a lot of AI technology being used in different industries. Are you using any AI tools, and what are your thoughts on AI within sport?
It's a really deep question, and there's lots of layers to it probably, but yes, I use AI all the time to help communicate. I think it's great at assisting you in social media posts, in writing scripts for content, in writing outreach emails. I think there's a lot of generative AI things that can be used for education. And we actually are building a generative AI tool. We actually have in beta right now, a app that the athlete can have in their hand, in their device at any time. And it'll generate content around the questions concerning NIL. So if you will, it's an NIL specific ChatGPT, right? How do I write a LinkedIn post? How do I write an Instagram post? What are the production notes around shooting a TikTok video? What should I know? What are the compliance issues with my school if I want to do an NIL deal with a local business? How should I communicate with a local business? So these types of interactive responses, a 24/7 AI generated help desk is what we're going to have.
There's a lot of work that goes into that, something creating a tool like that. You know, how long have you guys been working on it, and how much time do you guys need until it's to a point where you guys can share it and get users on the platform?
Well, I partnered with a generative AI company. I couldn't do it myself. I don't, you know, it's a big undertaking, as you said. And we're in beta right now, so it's out and available. Limited knowledge right now. But like all generative AI tools, it takes a lot of users to help build the content and to teach it, right? Educational learning is something that is ongoing and continual. So it's an evolving process, and it'll constantly get better and constantly improve over time.
Understood. What advice would you give to athletes that want to get into NIL?
Really simple. You know, use this platform to create lifetime opportunities. Think long term. Don't think about how can I make $100. Don't think about how I can make $500. Think about how can I use this to create a lifetime of opportunities. I just posted something on LinkedIn the other day, Kareem. I challenge young people. I said, when you graduate from high school, between the money you earned, maybe you got some cash for your high school graduation, put $1,000 in the bank into an interest-bearing note. Then use NIL to generate $100 of investment every month throughout your 4 years of college. So start with $1,000, at $100 a month until you graduate. With interest, you'll have about $6,500. Take that $6,500, invest it in a modest 5% bearing account, and put it away for 40 years. When you turn 62, you'll have over $200,000 in that account. So you will have taken your NIL experience and built a $200,000 nest egg in 4 years. That's the best advice I can give young people.
That is what you call conservative and long-term thinking and smart and patience. You know, how many people you hear that from, that type of advice. So thank you, Mark, for sharing that. I think it's something that, what would you say, Mark? You definitely have more experience than me. You know, that's something I don't hear a lot, right? I'm starting to hear more now with the circles I'm in, but you know, with athletes, young people, how can they, you know, put themselves in the best position to be connected to people like yourselves or to learn this information now? I know we have it freely with the internet, but what would you say is the best bet for the athlete to put themselves in the best position to, again, to know about NIL and to utilize NIL, and then, and to what you just shared right there was investment, right? What to do with your capital.
So I'll share a life experience teaching moment for you. I call it the path of least resistance. Okay. And I believe that all of us as humans, of course, we want to do the right thing. Of course, we're willing to work hard. We're willing to sacrifice all the things that it takes to be successful. But the path of least resistance is what wins out. And who do people want to be associated with? They want to be associated with people that make them better, people that make them smarter, people that help them be successful as examples. And so the path of least resistance for a professional relationship is we want to work with smart people. We don't want to work with dumb people. We want to work with people that are going to add value, right? Because the best relationships in the world where both sides win, right? So think of yourself as an employer. You want to hire smart people to work for you, to help the company grow and for everyone to be successful. As an employee, as a student athlete, you want to get a job where they're going to teach you life skills, where they're going to empower you, where they're going to pay you, give you a chance to advance. So my advice to young people is think about the path of least resistance and be the first one in line for that path for the person that you're trying to work with. Be the answer, be the solution, don't be the problem.
Thank you, Mark. Coming towards the end here, you know, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges you faced as an entrepreneur, and then I'll ask you about NIL.
No question, building a brand is difficult, and doing it in a brand new industry is darn near impossible. It's been quite a journey. It's about education. So, you know, no question, perseverance, determination, and being authentic. We use that word again now, right? You know, like having a brand. My brand is what I've just explained to you for the last 30 minutes is, you know, people resonated because what I say to them makes sense, right? I'm a storyteller of sorts in that I explain what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And so the biggest challenge is educating people, and the biggest challenge, you know, there's logistical challenges, right? There's marketing challenges, there's competition, there's financial pressures, there's employee pressures. That happens with every business. But the most successful people take failure and respond, take success and improve on it, and don't give up.
Awesome. And lastly, the last question I'll ask you, Mark, since we're up on time here, is what's the biggest challenge you face with NIL? I know you mentioned a bit with the educational piece and it being the Wild Wild West, but if there's anything else that you didn't mention, please share.
Yeah, no, I think that's the number one thing, Kareem, is, you know, trying to tell people what it really can be, not just what's in the news. And the second part of it would be the evolving landscape. You know, what are the federal laws? What are the NCAA rules? You know, it's kind of a moving target, as they say. So every time you think you have it figured out, you go in a direction, something changes and you have to pivot. So you have to be very flexible and nimble and able to pivot in your product line.
Understood. Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time today for joining us on the One Stock Nation podcast and sharing more on NIL.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.